Now then, this is part two of the sports report by Andrew. Golf Next and the women's section of Todmorden Golf Club held their annual two-day trip last month, this time to the Alton Hall Golf Resort between Wakefield and Leeds. The ladies played 36 holes of golf in beautiful weather, and a great meal was enjoyed by all amid, we are told, lots of laughs. So they eat as well. Ooh. The weather was in stark contrast to conditions back home at Rive Rocks for a lot of this season, and true to form, the course close sign was out again a couple of times last month. Let's hope for better luck over the winter. Now back to cricket. And if Todmorden's Lancashire League season was a case of what might have been, it was a very different story at neighbours Walsden. More like a grim reality. First, Walsden found themselves kicked out of the league's Worsley Cup competition before their semi-final against Littleborough after they fielded an ineligible player in an earlier round. Worse were still to come in the league, where they struggled all season to find the form that has made them such a strong side in recent seasons. The alarm bells began to ring around the halfway mark, when they embarked on what turned out to be a winless run of 9 matches. True, 4 of those games were abandoned because of poor weather, but they nevertheless found themselves floundering in the bottom 2 with a couple of matches to play. Oh dear. Victory over Norton in the penultimate fixture gave them an outside chance of avoiding relegation if they could win their last match against Enfield. And thanks to a century from Nick Barker, they totaled 270 for 4 when they batted first. Then the rain came down with Enfield on 67 for 1 in reply, and the drawn match meant it was curtains for Walsden. Oh dear. Let's hope they will bounce straight back, and the first priority will be to find a professional to replace the disappointing Sri Lankan Sachin Jayawardena, who managed just 318 runs at an average of 21 and took 31 wickets at 20 apiece. And finally this month, we can report that our friend the Scarecrow is back on duty at Halifax League Club at Bridgeholme. Last year he was conspicuous by his absence for long spells, so let's hope he sticks around this time. We'll keep you posted. And now don't forget not to be frightened about those spiders. They're not going to eat you. They're friends of yours. Bye-bye.